And I was going to say, one of the redeeming features was that we had four beautiful young college girls as interpreters, Russian girls. And they were pretty obvious that the Russian government had made a special effort with these girls because they were lovely, they were nice clothing, and they were not allowed in the crew quarters at all. So they were our interpreters. They never came into the crew quarters except once. When I was on watch, I had gone into my room to write up the logbook, which was in my room. And suddenly I heard the tap, tap, tap of a woman's heels walking along the corridor. And I knew something had happened because she wouldn't come in unless there was something emergency. And she came into my room and I had my closet door open. And she says, oh, she says, I want to report. And she says, oh, she says, you have a lot of clothes, haven't you? She couldn't understand how I had so many clothes, because everything was hanging that could be on a hanger, because I didn't have many drawer space, much drawer space. And I said, yes. She said, the government supplies you with many clothes, don't they? And I said, no, I bought everything except the one Mackinac the government gave us with a fur collar and a sheep lining, and a rubber suit, which is on the deck beside me. And I could tell the way she looked at me, she didn't believe me. It was just outside of her life experience. And so she told me that a wire sling had broken and a load of pipe had fallen into number three hatch. And she said, I assume you want to make a report. And I said, yes. So I did and went out and made a report. But it was just that experience of one of those girls revealing the kind of life they had. The government gave them everything, and I do mean everything. And she couldn't believe that I owned all those clothing. I said I bought them myself. Just incredible. And the four men who were communist sympathizers, they never spoke a word all the way back, never mentioned it at all. Obviously they had been reconverted.